making a petition about something, but it's the kind of prayer that's enacted in life. And so, remember, the story is about Jesus, and he's a leader of the synagogue named Jairus, has a daughter who's dying, and on the way, there's a woman who's been hemorrhaging for 12 years, who touches his cloak, and she's healed, and he goes on, and he actually brings the girl back to life. And so first I want to take a look at the story about the woman. She certainly had a prayer, didn't she? She had been hemorrhaging for 12 years. This was a dire situation. In addition to making her anemic, not have any energy, it also made her unclean. And for 12 years she was dealing with this, had used up all of her resources. And you can imagine every day she prayed, God, take this away from me. And those of us who have chronic ailments or even temporary ailments, that's the kind of prayer that we would pray. God, heal this about me. Take this away. But what we have today is more than just a prayer like that. It tells us that she had used all of her resources to try to go to physicians to try to get healed. That's what I mean by an active prayer. It just wasn't sitting back saying, God, heal this. But in that prayer, it's just like, okay, what can I do? What are the ways that God might be using to help heal me? And so she went to physician after physician, but still got no relief. And then that day, she knew there was a great healer in town. And she sought him out, broke the mores of society by going through a crowd, knowing that she was an unclean woman because of the bleeding, and touched his cloak. And what Jesus says to her is interesting. He says, your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. It wasn't the part of the prayer, or just the part of the prayer back in her house or in her room where she was praying for God to heal, but it was a part of the prayer that brought her into the presence of Jesus and gave her the courage to touch his cloak. That's part of faithing her prayer. It's getting her prayer in action so that God then is available to heal her. You might say she was committed to her health, or she was a stand for her health. Today, I want to use the words that she was a prayer for her health. A living, walking, active prayer for her health. The other part of the gospel was not a prayer that someone had for themselves, but a prayer that someone had for others. It was Jairus, leader of the synagogue. He probably didn't care what would happen to him. His focus, his commitment, his stand, his walking, talking, living prayer was that his child might be healed. That prayer could have kept him at home. But he was such a stand, he was such a prayer that when he heard that there was a healer coming across the lake and the crowds were going there, he said, I've got to go. And then his prayer brought him into the presence of Jesus, had Jesus walk with him to the place, and in that moment, his daughter, instead of being thought dead, was now alive. An active, living, walking, talking prayer. There are people here amongst us today who are active, living, walking, talking prayers. I'm looking at Betty. She's looking back. Your eyes weren't closed. Very good. You're a nurse. Now, I think it's great to be able to claim that you're a nurse. But what if we refer to her as a walking, talking prayer of healing? a walking, talking prayer of healing. She has given her life so that others may be made well, may be made comfortable, may be healed of their infirmities. Now, she's not the only one. We have other nurses. But some of us have the thought it would be good if people felt better. But if that's not our prayer, then we don't give ourselves. I mean, we can pray that, but there are people that is their prayer, our living prayer for that healing. And she's one of those people. We have teachers amongst us who are living, walking, talking prayer that our children may be educated, that they may be equipped for their lives. We have artists among us. They are walking, talking prayer that beauty may be expressed in the world. It makes a difference when you think about being a prayer for something. Because there are times when I bet you wanted to quit as a nurse. I mean, it can get frustrating. There's bureaucracies. There are some patients that are just unbearable. And yet, if your commitment, if you know that you're calling and that you are a prayer to be healing, it allows you to work through those times and to keep focus on that which you have given your life to, that which God is calling you to do. Walking, talking, living prayer. As a few years back, I asked myself the question, okay, if I were a prayer, what prayer would I be? Would it be healing of others? Would it be teaching so that others might have knowledge or wisdom? Would it be beauty? And as I pondered that, I came up with three words that called to me: freedom, creativity, and inspiration. And when I'm clear, and I'm not always clear, but when I'm clear, that's who I am. I'm a walking, talking prayer of freedom, creativity, and inspiration. And here's a clue. The times when I'm not clear, it's when I am afraid. Fear will shut me down just like that. As soon as fear shows up, instead of being freedom, I'm trapped. Instead of being creative, I'm doing the safe stuff. Instead of being inspiring, spreading inspiration, watching golf in the living room. Who is that back there? Call them backbenchers, don't you? But his fear just shuts me down. And the words that Jesus told to Jairus are so awesome, so profound, so necessary. Do not fear, only believe. When I recognize that fear is running me, and I choose to believe the prayer that I am, the world shifts. And fear is just like that. Fear will shut us down, or it sends us in directions and actions that work against the very prayer that we are. This woman who wanted to be healed and was a prayer for her own health. You had to know that fear was right in her face. I mean, just imagine what could have happened. As she made her way through the crowd, somebody could have said, "You're unclean," and sent her out of the city and stoned her. She could have gone up and touched Jesus' hem and garment, and he could have come and cast an accusing finger. How dare you? And when Jesus felt the power go out of him, it says that she came with fear and trembling. Fear was all around her, yet she was such a powerful prayer that she broke through that. Same with Jairus. It kind of goes by us in the story, but he was a leader of the synagogue. And here he was, falling at the feet of this guy named Jesus. There already have been accounts of Jewish leaders coming, religious leaders coming from Jerusalem, challenging him, calling him Beelzebul, the king of the devils. There were people out there that were very suspicious of Jesus. But Jairus knew, believed, trusted, risked that this was a man who could help his daughter. He didn't care what other people thought. So what if he was a leader of the synagogue? If that's what he had to do, be embarrassed by, give up in order to have Jesus heal his daughter, he was going to do it. And he did. Fearless prayer is what God calls us to. Fearless prayer, the kind of prayer that doesn't get shut down when opinion is against us, when we may be made fun of, or even when our lives may be at risk. It's the kind of fearless prayer that God's self modeled. Do you know that God prays for us? Do you know that God prays for you? God prays for your joy, for your health, for your well-being, for peace for you. The clearest manifestation that we've had of that prayer of God is Jesus. Jesus was a walking, talking prayer for salvation, for life, for wholeness. God continues to pray for us through the power of the Holy Spirit. You might think about the Holy Spirit weaving through, weaving amongst us, trying to communicate to us the depth of God's love and grace, calling us forward beyond our fear to a life that seems beyond us, but a life that produces real life. And when our prayer, our walking, talking prayer, intersects with the prayer of God, miracles happen. Lives are changed, be it our life, be it the lives of others. It looks like giving yourself to something, discerning what it is. Being a prayer for this congregation looks like coming to worship. It also looks like giving of your time. It looks like putting money in the offering plate. Giving your offering is taking part of what has been entrusted to you and say, yes, my prayer is that this is a place where God's ministry will continue, where we may, that this may be a center of an expanding community where people know and experience God's love. Fearless prayer, walking, talking prayer, this is the calling that God gives us. It brings people back to life. It sheds light into darkness. It allows the work that God is doing. It allows God's prayer to be made real in the world. Give thanks to God, the God that prays for us, the God that calls us, that equips us, that uses us to create beauty and joy and wisdom and compassion and healing and all the other things that comprise the kingdom of God. May this God continue to call us, pray for us, and empower us. Amen.